This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Assam is now the centre of unlimited possibilities and gateway to Southeast Asia and India. He said that Assam will be a manufacturing hub of Eastern India and urged the industrialists to reap the benefits of this strategic location. He said this while addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati yesterday.
Assam aaj साउथ ईस्ट एशिया और भारत के बीच का गेटवे बनकर उभर रहा है। इस पोटेंशियल को और आगे बढ़ाने के लिए सरकार ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट ट्रांसफॉर्मेटिव इंडस्ट्रियलाइजेशन स्कीम शुरू की है। ये स्कीम असम समेत पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट में इंडस्ट्री को, इन्वेस्टमेंट को, टूरिज्म को गति देगी। मैं इंडस्ट्री के आप सब साथियों से कहूंगा, इस स्कीम और असम के अनलिमिटेड पोटेंशियल का पूरा लाभ उठाइए।
The Prime Minister informed that his government is working on improvement of connectivity, infrastructure and also strengthening the local supply chains in the region. Now news from the Mahakumbh. The Mahakumbh Mela 2025 will conclude today in Prayagraj on the occasion of Mahashivratri festival. Pilgrims from across the country have been taking holy dip at Sangam and other ghats in Prayagraj since early this morning. The Mahakumbh Mela, which began on January 13, has drawn over 64 crore 60 lakh visitors so far over 6 weeks, making it the largest gathering of humanity in the world. Yesterday, around 1 crore 24 lakh devotees took a dip at the Triveni Sangam. Special arrangements have been made by the authorities to ensure that the event is safe, secure and memorable. Security personnel remain on high alert, closely monitoring the swelling crowds at Mahakumbh Nagar and the various ghats. Railway stations, roads and entry points to the city witness a constant influx of devotees. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has sought responses on a draft policy to conduct two board examinations for Class 10 from the academic session 2025-26. In the draft policy, the CBSE proposed to conduct board exams of Class 10 in two phases, with the first phase taking place from February to March and the second phase in May. The CBSE has urged the stakeholders to submit their response by 9th of next month. CBSE has added that the draft policy has been developed following two recommendations of the National Education Policy, NEP 2020. A Comptroller and Auditor General of India, CAG report has said that the Aam Aadmi Party, AAP government's liquor policy in Delhi caused a loss of over 2,000 crore rupees to government exchequer. The CAG report said that the Delhi government suffered accumulative losses of more than 2,000 crore rupees due to the 21-22 excise policy. According to the report, the audit observed several discrepancies in the AAP government's excise policy to supply liquor in the National Capital Territory of Delhi. Telangana has secured investment commitments of about 11,000 crore rupees in the life sciences sector with the potential to create over 22,000 jobs. The announcements were made at the Bio Asia 2025, a life sciences and healthcare forum commenced yesterday in Hyderabad. The annual Bio Asia forum brings together industry representatives, scientists, innovators and policymakers to discuss developments in biotechnology, pharmaceuticals, healthcare and technology. Ukraine and the United States have agreed on a framework for a broad economic deal, including the extraction of rare earth minerals. According to Ukrainian officials who spoke on condition of anonymity, Kyiv hopes the agreement will help secure continued U.S. military support, which Ukraine urgently needs. And in the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, England will face Afghanistan in a crucial Group B encounter at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore, Pakistan this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.